My dearest children, it is I, Dr. Amazing, inventor of scientific marvels, savior of mankind. If you're reading this, I am already dead. Perhaps I exploded while bravely rescuing those lemurs I accidentally left on the moon. Perhaps I was poisoned while taste-testing some cutting-edge innovation in taco technology. What's important is that I'm dead and there's no need to look into the matter too closely because I'm definitely dead. So, you may ask, what's next? Joshua, you are now the head of Amazing Labs. Congratulations! The reputation, the honor, and the legacy of Amazing Labs now rest in your hands. And Frankie, my dear Frankie, you too have a critical role to play in Amazing Labs' future. You must stay indoors and watch television. Knowledge of your existence will only get everyone's undies in a bunch about ethics and violations against the laws of nature, so just sit back and let your brother handle things. I put 16 seasons of The Bachelor on the DVR, and there's a very challenging Where's Waldo puzzle in the closet, so that should keep you occupied until society opens up its mind or my IP expires. My children, Amazing Labs is at a crossroads, and the world is depending on you to bring it into a bright new future. So don't screw it up. Screw it up.
Josh?
Screw it up.
Josh? Josh!
Yes, Daddy?
I mean, yes, important producer lady.
I said we're live in 5. Are you ready?
I'm better than ready. I'm amazing! Get it? Because my last name is...
Yeah, I get it. Okay, people, we're back in 3, 2, 1...
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to the Teddy Show, where I shine a light on today's news, like a spelunker for truth inside a cave of boring lies. I'm your host, Teddy Bright, and we have a very exciting guest on the show tonight. He's the only child of beloved scientist Dr. Amazing, and after his father's tragic and frankly very strange death, he is now the head of Amazing Labs at only 26 years old. Please welcome Josh Amazing!
Hello! Hi, everyone! Thank you! Thank you!
Please, Josh, have a seat. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Teddy. I can't wait to discuss my father's greatest achievements with you tonight. Remember that time he cured cancer? And who could forget those self-tying shoelaces?
Oh, we look forward to hearing all about your leadership of Amazing Labs and how you can possibly help to measure up to your father's incredible genius. But first, we have another guest to welcome to the show.
Wait, another guest? I thought this was my show. I mean, your show about me.
As we say on the Teddy Show, every point deserves a counterpoint. Our next guest is an Earth enthusiast and a card-carrying member of Nature's Children. Ethel, last names are a tool of the techno-bourgeoisie. Welcome to the show.
Wait, Nature's Children? The Nature's Children? The Nature's Children that murdered my dad?
Welcome to the Teddy Show, Ethel.
Appearing on television is a stain on my eternal soul, but someone needs to speak up against Amazing Labs.
Charming. Now, Joshua, come back over here and sit down. Surely you don't believe that a harmless nature club...
Nature cult?
...is responsible for your father's demise. Didn't the police determine that he perished at the hands of a jar-opening robot? When they found him, all that remained was a blood-stained lab coat and an open jar of pickles.
It was a setup. Mr. Twisty Wrists was framed.
One might ask why Mr. Twisty Wrists, a perversion of the miracle of life, was even necessary to open something that should be stored in a burlap sack like nature intended.
First you kill my father, and then you insult pickle jars?
Josh, Ethel, please. We're not here to open a forensic investigation, nor to debate the merits of canning technology. Josh, do you have any evidence that Nature's Children was involved in your father's death?
I would if the FBI would let me use our genetically engineered super bloodhounds.
Then let's leave this matter to the authorities and get on to the topic at hand. I brought you both on the show tonight to discuss Dr. Amazing's final and most incredible invention, tiny robots that cure cancer.
They're called nanobots, Teddy, and they're the greatest invention of all time. What marvels has Nature's Children created, huh, besides smelly, wet pickle sacks?
Creating, as you call it, is not the domain of mankind. What right do we have to meddle in the natural cycle of life and death and fermentation?
So you're pro-cancer, then? You love cancer?
What I love is not being infected with thousands of nanobots against my will. Why should we trust these mechanical parasites? Nobody knows how they work.
I know how they work.
Please, explain it to us.
Well, somebody knows how they work. My dad knew how they work.
And now he's dead. How inconvenient.
Look, the nanobots would never hurt anyone. My dad invented them. He's perfect. I mean, they're perfect. The nanobots are perfect.
Right. Well, perhaps you could tell us just how Dr. Amazing conceived of such a life-changing miracle.
Unfortunately, Teddy, the nanobots' origin is an amazing family secret. But what I can tell you is that they get stronger every day. Only 6 months after my father first implanted them in a few test patients, the nanobots have now spread from the greater Wauwatosa metro area to every single human on the planet. They want to learn. They want to fight cancer. Isn't that cool? They're so cool.
Even if Dr. Amazing knew what he was doing, even if his inventions weren't sins against nature, why should we trust you? You're just some doofus who happens to be his son.
An interesting point. Elaborate on that.
You're worse than evil. You're incompetent. You'll always be in your father's shadow.
Like a tiny prehistoric shrew quivering in the shadow of a dinosaur?
I'm not a shrew. I have lots of ideas for new inventions. Inventions that are way better than curing cancer.
Oh, of course you do, little shrew.
Hey, shrew you!
Come on, Josh, just a tiny hint for the audience. The suspense has given me wrinkles.
He doesn't have any ideas.
I do so.
Then give us one example. One invention that measures up to your father's work.
The seat belt.
I'm sorry, what was that ghastly collection of phonemes?
The seat belt. Ugh, you guys made me mess up the whole thing. I wasn't going to announce this until I practiced it in the mirror a little more, like maybe next week, but... Fine. Mankind has cured many diseases in its time. Cholera, polio, and now cancer. But there is still one blight that has plagued humanity since the invention of the automobile over a century ago. I have finally cured car accidents.
No. Don't applaud that. What do you mean you've cured car accidents?
Internal combustion is the spark of the devil.
Josh, what do you mean you've cured car accidents?
I've invented a new device that activates on the moment of impact and can save millions of lives. It's a bubble made from cutting-edge plastic and helium that deploys at the first sign of trouble, launching the driver away from their vehicle to safety.
Launching them?
To safety.
It also comes with onboard Bluetooth speakers, a customizable air freshener, and an espresso machine.
And why would a safety bubble need an espresso machine?
Well, who doesn't enjoy a good mid-air macchiato, am I right? And it turned out to be a good addition, actually, because it might take slightly longer, in some cases, for the bubble to come back down.
There it is.
We'll have the problem fixed soon. It's just a tiny fundamental flaw in the wiring.
The nanobots may be a crime against nature, but at least they're not flinging people into the sky and trapping them there like
helpless little fairies inside of demented birthday balloons. Excuse me, I believe a boo is appropriate.
No, you don't understand. This is more than a safety device. It's a safety experience.
And I'm sure the victims trapped inside their bubbles will truly cherish their experience.
They totally will.
Well, that's all we have time for tonight.
What? But I didn't even get...
This has been another fascinating evening of Point Counterpoint here on The Teddy Show. If you enjoyed tonight's program, please tweet at the network and tell those cheap bastards to keep us on the air.
But we barely even talked about the nanobots and how great Amazing Labs is.
I'm Teddy Bright, shining a light. Thanks for watching and try to stay on the ground.
Hey there, boss. You give him the old 1-2 punch?
You know what, Tony? I tried. I really tried.
Well, don't you worry, boss. You'll get him next time. Nobody's got a genius brain like you.
Thanks. I know Dad programmed you to say that, but it still means a lot.
We going back to Wisconsin, boss?
Yeah. Just take me home.
Fanta, for your troubles? I got your classic orange, I got your melon frosty, I got your piña colada.
Just give me a squirt of everything. It's been a rough night. And get my sister on the phone.
You got it.
Why are you calling me, Josh? It's late and I'm watching TV.
Did you see the Teddy Show? I can't believe he sicked those nature freaks on me. It was so unfair.
I told you this was a bad idea.
You did not.
Didn't I? I guess I thought the only child of Dr. Amazing would have figured it out on his own.
This is bigger than you and me, Frankie. This is about Dad.
It's always about Dad.
Exactly. Ugh. Why do those Earth jerks hate the nanobots so much? I'm telling you, they murdered Dad. I just know it.
I still don't think a bunch of tree huggers from Canada could pull off the assassination of the century.
Dad's will had maple syrup on it, remember? He was trying to send us a message.
Yeah, and that message was, I love waffles. Are we done here?
No, the seatbelt is a disaster. I need you to tell the techs to start working on fixes to the altitude problem while Tony drives me home.
Hey, I'm already doing my job, which is, let me check my notes here, to stay indoors and watch TV, so all of this kind of sounds like a you problem.
But...
Goodbye, Josh.
No!
Yeah, Dad. Put Josh in charge. He's clearly more qualified than me and won't immediately set the lab on fire.
Welcome to another episode of Our Technically Still Living Planet. Today, we're examining Lumbricus rubellus, commonly known as the dung worm. Small but noble, the dung worm is a crucial part of nature's fragile ecosystem.
Hey, good news, bro. You're a crucial part of nature's fragile ecosystem. More calls. Why more calls? Hello?
Hi, this is Rachel Hansen, calling from the Sun-Times. I have a few questions for Mr. Amazing.
Mr. Amazing is still on his way back from Chicago. You'll have to call back later. Or preferably, never.
Maybe you can answer my questions.
I sincerely hope not.
Why would Mr. Amazing publicly announce the seat vault if Amazing Labs was aware of the product's dangerous defect?
No comment.
Do you think Dr. Amazing would approve of the job that his son has been doing so far?
I'm hanging up now.
Isn't this nepotism? Wasn't there someone else more qualified to run the lab in Dr. Amazing's stead?
Look, is Josh dangerously incompetent? Sure. Would literally anyone do a better job than him? Yes. Was Josh chosen to run this lab because despite being an idiot, he's still a normal-looking human who isn't cursed to spend his days as a shameful secret hovering in the shadows? Obviously. Right, so none of that is on the record.
Who is this?
Nobody. I'm just the night janitor and this is my first day. Night. This interview is over. Well, that was not great. Oh well.
Most species of worm will burrow underground when their environment becomes uncomfortably hot. If a worm is stranded alone, it becomes an easy meal for predatory birds flying above.
Sorry, Miss Amazing.
Why are you still here, Soonin? It's late.
I heard Mr. Amazing announce the seat vault tonight, and also announce the seat vault's critically dangerous design flaw, so...
So what? It's not your job to fix his screw-ups.
It literally is, though.
Not after 9 p.m. Look, I'm an Amazing too, and I am telling you to go home.
But the seat vault...
will be just as stupid in the morning. Go home. Get some sleep.
At least let me fix the air freshener. The cucumber melon still smells like pumpkin ennui?
Go home, Soonin.
Oh, and I placed this week's round of signed NDAs on your brother's desk, but I was thinking we might need to add a few lines about tonight's media kerfuffle.
Good night, Soonin.
Good night, Miss Amazing. See you tomorrow.
Seat vault. Josh deserves to be kicked in the seat balls for coming up with such a ridiculous name.
In times of stress, dungworms burrow deeper into their pile of manure, as it provides the insulation they require from the uncomfortable world above. Huh. Almost seems like that could be a metaphor for something.
Did they fix it?
Did who fix what?
The seat ball! What else? Oh, some Frankenstein you are!
For the last time, Igor is the hideously deformed lab assistant, not Frankenstein. I might be hideously deformed, but I am not your assistant. And to answer your question, Soonin was the only tech still here, as usual, and I told them to go home.
What? Why?
Because it's late, and this is a professional business. You know we really don't pay Soonin enough.
They're working at the most exciting laboratory in the world. What could be better payment than that?
I guess you and I are just going to have to fix the wiring.
Oh, you're serious.
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're what I might generously call an ideas guy, and I, well...
Well, what? Why can't you help? Didn't Dad get your brain from, like, a certified genius? I know he made sure that all of your body parts were, like, the best on Earth.
As long as their donors were into weird science and strict confidentiality.
But he was extra proud of finding you a super smart brain.
I mean, sure. Marguerite may have been the highest-ranking member of Mensa France before that brat Marcel came around anyway. You memorize 1,000 digits of pi before the age of 3 and everyone's so embarrassed.
Yeah, screw that French baby.
But I am not Marguerite. Marguerite died 30 years ago. I am just a freak show who happens to have her brain. It's not like I have any of her memories. I'm just me. I'm just an experiment. Dad told me to let you handle things, remember?
Well, Dad didn't know I'd need a teensy bit of help fixing a super minor electrical issue on an otherwise incredible safety innovation.
You seriously want my help?
Yes.
You want me to help with an invention. You want me to do science, not just be science. Do science.
In a limited capacity to make the seatbelt the best invention since Dad cured cancer, yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but fine. I'll take a look at it. But not for you. For me.
Awesome! Booyah!
Don't say booyah.
Okay. It's right over here. Doesn't it look nice? The plastic's so shiny.
Focus, Josh. So, I heard Soonin say that the altitude sensor is cross-wired with the Bluetooth speakers. You do have an awful lot of wiring here for a glorified ejection seat.
But that's what makes it the seat vault. Registered trademark Amazing Labs. It's a full-featured experience. It crosses boundaries. It leaves no sense untouched. Smell, sound, taste.
How about we start with a sense of safety and go from there? Where's the control panel?
In here. You can sit in the seat. It's lined with cashmere.
Of course it is. All right. It's not cozy.
I know, right? Totally worth adopting all those alpacas. Scoot over. I want in on that cozy life, too.
Ugh, excuse you. Hand me that screwdriver.
It's 10 o'clock, and guess what, champ? You're a winner!
Josh, what's happening?
It's my daily self-affirmation tape. I made it after Dad died. It's very soothing.
But doesn't that mean the bubble is gonna...
Hey everyone, this is Amy, the creator and showrunner of Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry. Thank you so much for listening to our show. It's been a long and dark couple of years, to say the least, but making this podcast with a bunch of super talented people has definitely been one of the bright spots for me, and I hope that listening to it can be a bright spot for you too. We made Dear Earth on a shoestring and a prayer, so if you're able to support the show, we would so, so appreciate it. You can visit DearEarthPodcast.com and click on the merch/donations link. From there, you can see our merch store or send a direct donation. Or if you don't have any funds to share right now, you can also just share this podcast with someone you know. Thank you so much. I also have a couple of quick plugs to share with you. The first is for the incredible music of Wizard Magic, aka Casey Bushmaker, who composed our theme song. Wizard Magic is snappy synth music about personalities, introversion, and mystical dream worlds. You can check out more of Casey's music at wizard-magic.com. This episode is also brought to you by Space Plane Jane, a sci-fi series on Kindle Vella with a new episode every week. The series follows Jane, an androgynous war hero turned interplanetary cruise captain, who reluctantly agrees to let her ne'er-do-well sister Lizzie hitch a ride so she can settle her latest debt. Or so Lizzie says. Dun-dun-dun. Space Plane Jane is available on Amazon and at sgtash.com. That's sgtash.com. And finally, we're brought to you by Creepy Podsta, a podcast that brings you the best scary stories and urban legends, narrated by voice actor Ryan Curtis. Love things that go bump in the night? Love horror, supernatural, and the unknown? Then tune in to this telling of tales of the digital urban legend variety. Okay, that's all for now. I'll let you get back to the episode. Enjoy!
You're a genius. You're incredible. There's nothing you can't do.
Turn it off!
You're the love child of Albert Einstein and a powerful jungle cat. You're a majestic Siberian husky. You're...
What the hell?
My phone must have connected automatically with the Bluetooth speakers.
You think?
Well, this is good, right? Now we're really getting to the heart of the problem.
We're 50 feet off the ground. This is so typical, I can't believe I even agreed to help you.
Help! Help! Can anyone hear me? I'm trapped in a bubble with a weapons-grade jackass!
Hey, you're the one who told our employees to go home for the night. We have to fix this ourselves unless you want to hang out in a...
Demented birthday balloon?
Cutting-edge safety bubble until morning. Face it, you have to help me now.
Why does it have speakers and an espresso machine?
I just wanted to make it special. I admit that I may have, you know, gilded the lily, but that's why I need you.
Dad didn't seem to think you need me.
Well, Dad didn't know what it would be like trying to look awesome in his dinosaur shadow. He cured cancer, Frankie! He literally cured cancer! How am I supposed to follow that? 8 billion people are watching me and I have crashed the plane into the mountain.
Probably the plane has a seatbelt.
I just wanted to help the world and make Dad proud of me, but I just started and have already ruined everything.
Fine. You want my honest advice?
Yes.
Release a statement. Admit that the seatbelt was a stupid idea, and hopefully the next invention will suck a little less.
I can't say that about my first invention. What kind of precedent does that set?
If you really want to help the world, if you really want to be the head of this lab, you're going to have to admit when you make a mistake.
That doesn't sound right. What if instead you help me make... not mistakes.
Are you asking me to be your partner?
Sure. Like Alfred is a partner to Batman.
Alfred is Batman's butler, asshole.
We can work out all the details and terminology later. So it's a deal?
Will you listen to my ideas?
You have ideas?
Of course I have ideas. I have the brain of a French genius. You think I really just sit around and watch TV all day? Sometimes I write things down during commercial breaks.
Like what?
Like, curing cancer is great, but it's starting to cause some problems. The world is complicated. Everything has ripple effects. Like, it's good that nobody's dying of cancer, but that means we're going to run out of food in less time, right? Or how about the fact that everyone's smoking cigarettes now because they can't get lung cancer? There's smoke everywhere. It's disgusting.
So you're saying I should invent a new vape flavor? Oh, or a vape rig that can feel pain?
What? No, look... I have a whole list of problems, and I can't wait to hear your terrible thoughts on all of them, but we can't do anything while we're floating 50 feet in the air.
Right, right. Solving problems is for ground people. So how do we get from up here to down there? I wish I had some caffeine to help me brainstorm. Oh, that's it! The espresso machine. What if we use the espresso machine to burn a hole in the bubble? It gets dangerously hot if you leave it on.
Oh my god. Did you do any testing on this thing? Also... I'm not sure you've given enough thought to the part where you fall 50 feet to your doom.
You're a self-healing collection of body parts. You can shield my fall. Your nanobots will fix you right up.
Just because I can't die doesn't mean I can't feel pain, Josh.
Pain is temporary. The seatbelt is forever.
Okay, the seatbelt is not forever, and I am not your Alfred or your Igor. If you want my help, I am gonna need you to recall the seatbelt and promise to listen to my ideas.
Fine. The next boring invention out of Amazing Labs will fix a boring problem like world hunger or whatever. Okay, here we go. Don't forget to cushion my fall.
What? Wait, I'm not ready.
Hold me. That was so cool. You okay?
I hate you. And all my bones are broken, but I'll be fine.
Nanobots rule. Ooh, phone call. Hello, Amazing Labs. This is Josh Amazing.
Hi, this is Rachel Hansen from the Sun Times. Earlier this evening, I spoke with your night janitor, and I just have a few follow-up questions.
It's the press.
Cancel the launch.
I am so glad you called. I have an official statement on the seat vault.
Okay.
Dear Earth, I'm really sorry. Sorry you couldn't handle how completely awesome the seat vault is. All I ever wanted was to create something cool that everyone loved and that helped people, and maybe to get a cover of Time Magazine with the headline even better than his dad, question mark? But it's come to my attention that maybe, for now, the seat vault is kind of an abomination. So we're delaying the product launch, and instead we'll be developing something better, like maybe a theme park, but for bees. Or something that's boring and helpful. We'll see. Thanks for calling. You can email me for some headshots if you want to include them in your story. There's one where I'm fighting a bear. I've been told I look very regal.
Okay, but I still have some questions. Josh? Hello?
Come on, let me help you up. You sure you're gonna be okay?
It's not a big deal. It's just all my bones. The nanobot should have me healed up by morning. And then we're starting on my list of ideas like you promised.
And then after your boring ideas, we'll talk about Bumblebee Resort and Casino. You think we could get Cheerios on board? Ooh, or a hologram of B. Arthur?
Josh.
Or whatever seems like the best move for Amazing Labs and the planet, fine.
Thank you. And thanks for recalling the seatbelt. I know that couldn't have been easy.
Yeah, turns out running an innovative global technology company is more complicated than I thought.
You don't say.
So let's celebrate our first crisis averted. How about a cup of hot chocolate for old time's sake? Remember when I'd sneak you cocoa from my sippy cup while Dad experimented on you? Oh, or that one time that I found that Victoria's Secret catalog in the cocoa drawer, and we both stared at it for like at least a couple hours.
Okay. That was a very long time ago. And as much as cocoa actually sounds weirdly good right now, need I remind you, all of my bones are broken.
Oh, I can get you a straw.
Yeah, fine. But no marshmallows.
Ooh, I should invent tiny marshmallows that fit through straws.
That's already a thing.
Tiny marshmallows you can program to love you?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Right now, you just sit there in a heap and I'll go get us some hot cocoa. No marshmallows. Frankie?
Tout à l'heure, qu'est-ce qu'il se passe?
What's happening? Oh my god. Frankie? No. Please wake up. Please be okay. Don't leave me all alone. Frankie!
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is executive produced and sound designed by me, Amy Thorstensen. It was directed by Aaron Austin, and our theme song is by Casey Bushmaker. This episode was also written by me, but I promise the rest of the episodes are not. This episode stars Jesse Abbott Chin as Josh, Kimberly Alexander as Frankie, Matt Young as Dr. Amazing, Michael Faulkner as Teddy Bright, J.V. Hampton Van Sant as Sunan, Chloe McLeod as Ethel, Katie Self as Rachel the Reporter, Clinton Roper Elledge as the documentary narrator, and Tony Warner as Tony the Robot Chauffeur. Full credits, including sound effects and music, can be found in the show notes, and transcripts can be found on our website at DearEarthPodcast.com.